All right, we'll call our meeting back to order. And next on our agenda is intergovernmental agreement relating to JAG program. I see Linda headed this direction.
Bob has reviewed these. This is for if and when we received the grant, and we did. We found out last Wednesday that we were awarded the grant for $27,265. In the intergovernmental agreement, it states that Taney County and Branson will spend their grant money towards the Cody software that we've already been working with.
Okay.
Good. This is just the intergovernmental agreement between Branson and, is that right?
That's
correct. And Taney County.
Taney County.
Regarding the software and all that, that once it's given to Branson, it's Branson's to have and hold. They own it. We're the grant applicant. And it talks about some other things. And it says that in here, nothing in this agreement shall be interpreted in any way to contradict or cause a problem with the grant. I don't have a problem with it other than the misspelling of my name, and not a big deal.
There's more than just us and Branson, though, isn't there?
Well, on this particular grant, Sean Barnwell filled this out for Taney County and Branson. But,
okay.
Yes, there's been different Rockway Beach, Forsyth, Hollister.
So will we have to go through the same thing with those if we have an award?
Not on this one, because this was just written for Branson and Taney County.
All right.
And the money that is separated out on the sheet matches the $27,265.
Okay. Is this just a motion for our approval, or is this just to make us aware, because we've already went through the process of voting on this?
We have to sign something, is that what we have to do?
Yes, sir.
We basically authorize signature.
So, I mean, how's the motion need to be made? We've already voted on the grant. That's my question, Jim.
Motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement and
that's what it needs
to authorize the execution of the agreement by the presiding commissioner. Of the agreement. Are we doing something else with the funding?
The funding is going to, it just is stated in there, it's going to Cody Computer Systems, which is the software part of it, which is what we had set up from the start.
We applied for the grant. We're receiving the grant,
yes.
Correct?
That's
right.
Correct.
So it's a motion to, I'll do it. Move to authorize or to sign the intergovernmental agreement relating to the JAG program and authorize Commissioner Pendle to sign appropriate documents.
I'll second that.
Somewhere in there you were saying we're accepting the grant.
We've already done that. We accepted the grant previously. This is just for the intergovernmental.
We applied for it. What it says in the minutes.
That's
okay.
Correct. You guys
so now we've received it.
And then also, you amend my motion to also say that we're accepting the grant.
We will still have to have a signature for acceptance of the grant. We just got the paperwork. The email was forwarded last Thursday.
This is the agreement between Branson and us.
This is just our intergovernmental. It's not the acceptance of the grant.
Do we have a good motion, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
If not, Bob can
second.
I'll second his amended.
Everything all right with you, Bob?
I would just ask a question. Now, the motion is both accepting the grant and authorizing the presiding commissioner to execute the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and Branson relating to the JAG award.
Yep, that's
okay.
What we stated.
All right.
Very good. Thank you. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. One more signature here, and we'll move on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate you having the minutes there handy, too. That's good. Okay, next we have a payroll error. That was myself putting that on there. This came up, I guess, 2 weeks ago nearly. I've got a motion. Motion to request County Auditor Rick Finley to determine the amount of salary overpayment found on 818, so the county can seek repayment. I've got it typed out here if you'd like to look at it.
I might second it, but I've got to have a discussion about something, and I don't know if I can discuss it until after it takes off the floor. So,
Well, we do it different ways, yeah. But I think we're supposed to have a second for discussion, right. And then we can...
I won't second it right now, but I do want to talk about it just for a second here.
Okay. All right, so the motion dies for lack of second, but we're going to have a discussion anyway.
My question is, and this is kind of an attorney question, I just briefly asked him in just in front during our break. When we give pay raises, we do motions, correct, Bob?
That's my understanding. The commission acts by their minutes.
Okay.
So we've discussed that many times, that it takes two out of three commissioners to take action, and it's done by a vote on the record in the minutes.
Right.
If you take action, it's there. It's in the minutes. Otherwise, you haven't taken action. And that's it. That's what you asked me just during the break.
Right. And so the question is, I don't know if we ever did motions to decrease. That's the problem.
And I don't know. I know nothing. So.
Okay. Well, on the 18th, you signed a document that...
And I told Rick to pull it just now because I think we're going to go into an executive session to discuss it, because what we've not done is, when I went through the minutes again, we never did a motion to decrease anyone's wage. We talked about it. We set a budget accordingly. I set a budget that we all approved upon, voted to approve, but obviously the form wasn't filled out. I mean, it's really an executive session discussion because we're trying to dance around the subject here. So, I would feel better if we went to executive about it. If we want to wait until after we do some other things, that's fine. So.
You can table it. I think you are posted to go into executive session. You can table it till a little later in the day, or you can take it up now, but probably with a crowd, you want to take care of some other stuff, but I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to table this issue.
Okay.
Until
later this morning, some other conversations are made about other issues here, and then we will bring this back up into
10 o'clock.
This meeting this morning. I hate to set a time when we make it into discussion, long discussion. I just want to say during this work session.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Next, we've got Nikki, work session.
Can we sign that as well since we just approved it?
Come on.
Has he looked at it?
No. It's the grant itself. We got the approval on the grant that you were just discussing about for the $27,000.
And
I received the grant Friday. I didn't bring it to your attention on Friday because my husband was involved in an accident.
You wouldn't have gotten me Friday anyway, so.
Okay.
It's the grant itself, and I need Chuck Penner's signature on that she was just discussing with you.
Why don't you go ahead and give that to Bob, and we'll ask him to review that grant, and then we'll pull it back up later in the work session.
You need it ASAP, okay? Obviously, so.
He also right. needs to initial every page of the grant.
Okay. You mean the presiding, correct?
Pardon?
You mean the presiding commissioner by he?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll try to get that worked in here.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. All right. We will go around Bob and the work session with him, which will likely take us into executive, and move on to bid award. I hope Linda didn't get too far. If we need her, installation of energy efficient lighting.
Could I make a motion to adjust
Sure, make it.
Well, I'll make a motion to adjust the agenda, and I see that we have several seniors here for probably the board appointments that we have later on the work schedule, and then that way we could move forward with move that into this position now. And
I'll just slip down there, and we'll just do them if that's all right.
Let's
move on down the 9 o'clock agenda to senior board appointments. And we worked on this, and we've got two left to go.
May May I just ask a question real quick? I got a call this weekend from Don Ingram, and I went over some of the statutes with him and told him basically the timeline. You're making the appointments today, and do you have any other dates set for the stuff? Or
Nikki is in her work session. She was going to discuss setting the first meeting for the board, and then Donna has set a meeting, I think, for the 11th of September, based off the information she has. Is it the 10th? I'm sorry, I'm just going off memory here.
Thought I read something about the 10th.
Yeah, so there's two. Nikki's working on one meeting, and then Donna had already posted one meeting.
And I've looked at the statute, and it has to be set, the levy, by the 20th.
Okay.
All right, I'm not sure I followed your point there, Bob. What's that?
The levy rate needs to be set by the 20th, and you need to have the notice, and I believe it's a seven-day notice. And it has to be done by the 20th, and if it's not, you won't get any funds for 2010, which means it'll be a year before they get funds.
Yeah. The notice will hit the newspaper this Wednesday, and we are set for the 10th to make this thing.
And the notice you're speaking of, Donna, is the meeting of the 10th?
Meeting of the 10th, the time and the location.
So the 10th is the levy rate meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I was just asking.
But who sets? Doesn't the board?
No.
The county commission.
County commission sets it. Okay.
Right. Good. The county commission sets it. You set everything that's involved with Taney County, like Taney County General Revenue, Taney County Road and Bridge, et cetera. This will just be one more.
But you may want to hear. I mean, I think you would want to hear from the board prior to the 10th as to what they want and need.
You can do that, but I did check with.
You don't have to.
And you don't have to have a budget or anything. She's not going to be looking at that.
It accepts out counties for budgets.
Be sure I've got this all together here. Donna, you've posted it in the paper for Wednesday as required for a meeting on the 10th to set the levy.
Yep.
After that happens, then on the 20th, no later than the 20th?
That's the deadline to set the levy.
Don't worry about the 20th, Chuck. Everything will be done that you need to do.
The hearing's on the 10th, and presumably you'll set the levy on the 10th. It has to be done before the 20th.
Right. If all that happens as we expect it to, then they would collect taxes this year on the senior.
Sure.
Okay. Very good. That was a question I know others had besides myself. So.
That's why I asked.
Good. All right. Good on that? Ready to work on board members?
Yep. This, I was writing down, is what we have open. We have a one-year position open and a four-year position open.
Okay.
That's based off the minutes of what we appointed.
And Bob, excuse me, but going backwards, you started your conversation by mentioning you talked to Don Ingram?
Yes. He called me
and
this weekend.
And that was about what we just discussed on the timing and whatnot?
Yeah, I went over the statutes with him and gave him the references to the statutes. Evidently, he was working on his office on Saturday. I was in here yesterday and talked to him yesterday for, probably 20 minutes, nothing major.
Okay.
And he just wanted to know the details in the statutes. And
everything good there as far as we know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Again, we're ready to talk about two more board members.
Recommendations? I would make a motion. I took into consideration the comments made by some seniors that came forward about the number of ladies that sit on the board, and also the Western District that was brought up representation. And I would like to make a motion for a one-year term for Bonnie
Matista.
And a four-year term for Leanne Caulfield. That puts two ladies on there. Then evens the board out to a closer even group of men and women, and the western side being representative with the eastern side.
Comments? Second.
Why don't we do them one at a time?
Okay, that's fine. Make the motion for Bonnie on a one-year term.
All right, I'll second that.
questions or discussion?
I don't think we heard the name real good. Did we just hear the name?
Vonnie Matista. She's the assistant administrator at City of Hollister. Sets up budgets and does things, tried to set this board with the...
Is she from Hollister?
Yes.
Anybody needs to speak, I apologize for not reminding folks. Please come up
yes,
to the
she's
mic.
From Hollister.
I just have a question.
Okay.
I thought we had somebody from Hollister.
Let's see, we have, here's who we have. Don Bruns, who's at Kirbyville, Bill Wall at Forsyth, Mike Merrill at Forsyth, Don Ingram would be Hollister, or outside Hollister, and Beth Wyman at Reeder.
I think this is where my mistake is. I thought it was where they reside, not where they get their mail. Because I know Mr. Wally lives in Kissimmee Mills.
You mean Kissimmee Mills?
Now, I go around with Cliff Wilson on this all the time.
Okay.
Mr. Bennell, so. So anyway, that's the difference. You're going giving the mailing addresses?
Well, personally, I was thinking more of where a person lives. But.
And I understand that you're trying to get a good cross-section of the county, but I don't think there's any statutory requirement like there is with some that they be from certain townships or... For cities, but
no, I just wanted to get that clear. Thank you.
And my sole purpose in trying to set this board up, especially the first one, is to try to get people that are familiar with setting budgets and are familiar with administrative portions of setting up a new tax. And that's the reason Vonnie is she works with the budgets of the City of Hollister and all those things. So I thought she would be an excellent choice for a 1-year term to help establish.
Matheson is the way I think of it.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, yep.
As long as she knows who she is, I'm fine with it.
All right. Any other discussion on that motion? Bonnie Matheson or whatever, and for 1-year term. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Now we've got a 4-year term left. Had a motion for.
Well, I think you withdrew it.
What do you want to? I sense some others may want to talk about people that have contacted them. So, if you want to do other consideration, right? And that's fine. And I think we should. I think we should.
There's a gentleman named Lynn Wendell over in Branson. He has expressed lots of interest in talking. I've known him for a few years now, so once again, he's expressed lots of interest. Didn't know he was the ex-highway patrolman, also. So he's familiar with government and boards and all that. But I wanted to throw that name out there also.
And as we mentioned before, so many good qualified people. I mean, I'm so happy that there's this much interest and this much participation in the process of trying to get this thing set up, and then as the terms run in 1s, 2s, and 3s, and other people that are interested, you know, that can be considered. I had Leanne, he's got land. Do you have anybody, Chuck? You got anybody on there, or you want to be the decision maker on the between the two, or how do you want to do that?
Some that I had mentioned earlier were, and it's like you said, Danny, all these folks I think would serve very well. I had Glenda Rowland, Carl Garrett, Joe Fitzgerald. On my first initial short list.
This is for the 4-year term.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's the last one. Shall we get some? The ones I just mentioned, Glenda Rowland would be East Cedar Creek. Carl Garrett is Branson, and Joe Fitzgerald is Branson area.
Could I make a comment?
Absolutely. Oh, and I also missed Lindy Northam. I also had him on my short list. He's also.
I just wanted to say personally, this is Bill Wally. I personally don't know Glenda Rowland, but I have heard that she's worked with seniors considerably over the years. And I know that a lot of the people that works with seniors now would like to see her on the board. So I just appreciate you if you'd consider that. So
I did have one individual after our last meeting, not Bill, somebody else came to me and felt like what Bill just expressed, that she her experience was very good.
Pat Dooley, if you have your list of names at the committee for Taney County Seniors gave you. She did send in a brief bio of her background.
We got a folder that we had on it. What we're trying to do here now is from the request that we received earlier that we try to equalize the eastern and western district, and we had pretty well a group from the east, got more names submitted from the east than were the west, and so we were trying to even that up. Personally, I think any of these people, I don't think that any of these people do a great job, and I don't think that the districts, because it's not a statutory requirement, you know, consideration to any of them would be fine. But
yes, ma'am.
Pat Dooley again. Could you give us any background on either of these people?
I've tried to on every appointment that I have taken in. Like I said, with Vonnie, works at the city of Hollister. Leanne is works out of the...
She has a probation and parole service here in Forsyth. I think she's from the Hollister area.
She lives in Hollister and has been involved in various boards over there and everything. That's my primary concern, is trying to get somebody that is...
And my primary concern is we need people that know how to work with seniors.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, she is a senior and...
I think Jim pretty well described Lynn Wendell.
Yeah.
Lynn's a... and a great member of the community, just like everybody else.
Right.
Very involved in things going on. So, count a lot of these folks friends, and besides being excellent people to serve on the board. So it's a.
See, Glenda, you said was.
Glenda's right here.
Yeah, where's she live?
Cedar Creek.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that probably puts her top of the list, come to think of it, being she lives in Cedar Creek.
I see.
Just a joke.
The this would have been a great choice if we didn't already have the eastern side stacked, and I was trying to do that to the wishes of the seniors that I talked with, was to try to even it out. And yeah. I think you made that comment, Chuck.
We do have four. On the east side, you're right.
So,
okay, we need.
Is there a wrong answer? Let's put it that way.
There's not a wrong answer in the ones.
Don't believe there's a wrong.
The one we've named.
Disappointment
here.
That we can't use all of them is the only thing. Yep. And of course, on that vein, there are open meetings, and I'm sure any comments from folks outside of the board would be highly welcomed by the board when we get there.
If you want to make the motion, Danny, I'll do from the.
Make it a motion, Danny.
Well, okay, I'll repeat my first motion with Leon Caulfield.
All right, I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, and that's our 4-year term.
Uh-huh. That's the 4-year term, you guys.
Gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Pat Dooley again. As chairperson of the Committee for Taney County Seniors, I want to express our thanks to all the hard work that you have done in the last couple of weeks in naming these people. I will admit, the last two, I have not made myself, you know, I'm not knowledgeable with them. The first five, you did an excellent job, and I'm sure these other two will be the same. Now, on behalf of the committee, thank you for your work. But now the hard work begins for them. And I thank each and every one of them for accepting this job. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Anything else?
Just, I know Nikki's working on getting a hold of him. She may have an update for us, but I know that there's been, she's been getting a hold of him. I mean, do you want to address that real fast, Nikki? I mean, you mentioned it briefly in the, when I was walking downstairs.
Initially, it looked like tonight was the only time. There's some flexibility with some of the individuals. Some are going out of town. One is going to a conference. So possibly looking at tomorrow, late morning.
Oh, that there might be a first meeting?
Well, yes. It needs to be really? A posting. Well,
she knows yes. about the 24-hour posting,
yes.
So she's working as
so
fast.
So I'm working on that, and I'll contact these other two, and that's what I was kind of waiting on.
Okay.
To see what their availability, because I want to make sure everyone's able to attend the first meeting.
So the intent is pushing this week to have the first
yes.
meeting?
Okay. Yes.
Can you give folks, many interested here, idea? I mean, do you think you'll know something by noon today? Or
before noon, yes.
Before noon today? Mm-hmm. Okay. And somebody could call the office.
Absolutely.
Or you'll put it on the agenda as soon as you get it set.
Yes.
I think
some
we should
folks
put
get
it on the radio.
Agenda.
Oh,
we can give it to the radio, yeah.
I think give it to the radio station. Then that way it'll get out, and all the seniors that want to come and be a
great
part can be here.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds like a plan.
Can you take care of the radio deal for me?
It'll be here, won't it, most likely?
Yes, it will be.
It'll be here. In this guy, in the...
Good question. All right. Excellent.
All right.
Okay. What would you like to do next, Commission?
Since I'm here, can I give you the
yes.
agenda? Added a couple of things on Wednesday. Danny, I know you had the earlier copy because you guys are doing the Tantone site visit. You're not available in the morning. So I scheduled some meetings for the afternoon. I'm also looking at putting nuisance cases on at probably 1:45 on Wednesday.
1:45 on when?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'll send you all a meeting request.
Okay. Good.
The household chemical intergovernmental agreement.
No.
I know you're working on trying to get the budget because it's
right.
I think that maybe to do
that's
Wednesday. You think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think I'd send an email.
Oh, it's on there already. I'm sorry. It's already at 1:00.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry.
At 1:00.
Yes.
Did you contact? Like Mona at the City of Branson.
She's the one who contacted me.
So she knows that we're planning to meet then is my point.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, and then I had another question on that. The forestry funds, that became a rather complicated issue with the new changing of the statute last year when we tried to issue the forestry funds to the different schools mm-hmm. and what they were to be used for. Do we have a clear direction this year? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I mean, it's the same program. It's the same FireWise program. It hasn't changed. So we're still as hand tied as before with the new change in the process.
Right. Donna presents that to us, and we had last year a new change and. It caused lots of confusion with the recipients of that funding. And so I was just hoping that there was maybe a little clearer direction that we could give as a commission to those departments.
How we can spend the money.
How we can spend the money, because it's can you get us a statement to read when we get ready to do that, or?
I can, of course, I sent information out before when we had the change in the law, but I can certainly put something together again and bring to the commission to review to see if that would help. It kind of ties our hands in that there has to be a committee created and then approved, and then the projects have to be approved before the money can be spent. So it's a lot more detailed, and we're not even involved in the approval. Mm-hmm. So it kind of takes it out of our hands. I do have it posted, I'm not sure what day this week, to come before you to set the percentage of the amount that's taken out for this, and I would suggest you go lower. It's not today, is it?
It's Wednesday at 1:30.
Okay. And I'm going to suggest at that time that you set it at 15%, which is the lowest amount that you can set it, rather than the 16% that we've done in the past, because we haven't been able to distribute that money due to that change in the law. Eventually, if we don't spend that money by a certain date, it will revert back to the state. I have contacted to – I'll get you the statute, Bob. Okay, I have contacted Jimmy Russell because if he or his agency does any work on the National Forest, we can reimburse his office for that without going through the FireWise program.
We're talking about Title III funds? Or?
Yes, sir, okay. Title III funds. Yeah, eventually it will have to go back if we can't find a way to expend it.
I just wanted to make us aware so that whenever we get to Wednesday when we try to distribute the funding that you have a statement then. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I will just tell you that many other counties are struggling with the same statutes, and it's just been made very difficult. And I know there are individuals out there trying to get the legislation changed. Anything else on that?
Anything else? All right. How about our weekly agenda? We good to go? Anything else on it we need to talk about?
Nothing I'm aware of.
All right. Looks like it's good. Thank you, Nikki. All right. We've got airport letter, child support office, bid award. Anybody got a desire of what we talk about next?
How about the airport letter? Did you guys get a chance to talk to?
I did.
You did?
Did you, Danny?
Nope.
I visited with Kirk, as I mentioned. He referred me to Jay Wonderly.
Mm-hmm.
And I called. That was Friday, I guess, and didn't get through to him. I didn't get any concern from visiting with Kirk that what we were proposing not a good thing. So I'm ready to move forward. I do have a question on the letter you handed me this morning. The middle paragraph says the county commission.
Bob, this is your letter.
My letter?
This is your letter.
Okay.
This is the proposed letter to MoDOT. Well, we'll start at the top. August 25th, the county commission approved purchase of Branson Airport Boulevard for $2 million pending MoDOT approval of the $2 million to reimburse the county for the expense of purchasing the road. Sounds good to me. Here's what my question is. Second paragraph, the county commission felt it was important that the taxpayers own the only paved access road to the county-owned airport. The fact that the road is not publicly controlled and owned has created several problems for the county. I'm sure you can appreciate the difficulties presented, ranging from law enforcement issues to economic development opportunities. Two questions, or maybe more. One of them, what problems have been created? And the other issue is, and then we talked about this last time, this we're not purchasing all the road, is the information I received. And so this doesn't solve that problem, really. It's a little bit...
First of all, I was working from a draft that said that there were situations or potential situations which were problems that were created by us not owning the road. So that's the way I phrased it based on the content of what I was looking at. I could probably point to some potential problems. I don't know of any specific problems. I could find that out for you, but I was working from a document when I prepared this document.
My point is, if someone's reading this letter that we sent it to, and they read that the county commission felt it was important that the taxpayer own the only paved access road, I would assume, I would trust that this purchase of a $2 million road would be the whole road. It would, it's all that. And I think someone reading it, if they didn't research what this is all about, they would be a little bit confused or, hate to use the word deceive, that's not a good word, but it indicates that we're buying the road, but we're not buying the whole road.
I understand. And I've heard that issue raised by one or more of the commissioners individually. During the past week or two, are we purchasing the entire road, or are we purchasing just a portion of it? And if we're not purchasing the entire thing, those problems may be, I was going to say ameliorated, but lessened, but not solved.
Exactly.
Do we want to specify in the letter what we're buying from, well, point A to point B, or the length of the road, or
if you wanted to put some information in there?
Would that help?
I would feel better if we're saying specific what we're buying instead of saying what we're saying.
I'm fine with that, too. I mean, do you want to table this?
I'm in favor of us moving forward. I'm not trying to slow things down at all.
Tell me what you want in there, and I'll put it in there.
Why don't you add in there the length of the road we're buying?
You hear my concern. You can address it
completely.
Can't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can completely address it, as I just discussed. I mean, you know, it lessen the problem, but it wouldn't solve it unless we purchased the entire road. What he's proposing is putting in the length of the road that we're purchasing. I don't know that putting in the length of the road that we're purchasing actually deals completely with your issue.
No, it does, because it's telling whoever's reading this letter what we're getting.
Okay.
Because I feel like what's written there is not really what's happening.
All right.
How do we want to move forward?
Let's just table this and then until 1 o'clock, and then give Bob some time.
Okay. And I don't know the length of the road, and I didn't know the legal description, and that's why I didn't put that in there either. So I'm going to have to be able to find from someone what.
I wouldn't care, Bob, if you just put a section of the road. Wouldn't even have to be specific.
Fine. Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, I think that includes the big bridge too. I mean, that's part of why it's so expensive. That big bridge is part of the acquisition too. So I think it is.
That's what I remember hearing.
Yeah.
Well, I hear an issue coming that I was thinking too.
All right, well, let's just table it till 1 o'clock, and Bob, you can revise it.
I would like to have put in the letter, because we're going to look at it at 1 o'clock. I want to know that we're going to be reimbursed for it.
Glad you brought that up. I did call Jeff Bork also to that point you've made, and he was to get us some kind of a letter of commitment to do that. If I understood him correctly, we should have, and it may be on my computer. I can look and see. Lunchtime.
Okay, and then also, I definitely want to know exactly how much is involved. And if it's a bridge, I want to know that the bridge is involved. If it's a stretch between two points, I want to know that if I'm out here purchasing property, I want to know what I'm purchasing.
You want to know the condition of it, too.
I want to know the condition of it. I want to know what we're purchasing, because it may come up that we don't get just exactly where we're at, and the problems that you talked about could be implemented in a 100-yard distance. I do know of a problem, and the problem was an escorting of a taxi to a certain point for customers.
Bob, I'd like to Danny's concern, to address his concern, I'd like to withdraw my comment that just a section would be sufficient. Sounds like we need to have the specific, and I bet Jeff Bork can give you that in a heartbeat.
All right. And if I may, I don't want to be a spoil sport, but I mean, if you're taking in a bridge, you probably want to make sure that the bridge is in good condition, that it was well designed and everything before you take it in. You're responsible for maintaining it. That's
good point.
That's what I mean, if that's what you're doing. I mean, just
well,
That's an engineered bridge and built to specs.
How about a motion to table the, I move that we table the airport letter until 1 o'clock.
Second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Sure. Sure. Sheila, were you needing to speak to us?
Based upon the time schedule that you were given on the senior tax and everything, I, you give me direction. You anticipate me collecting and distributing the senior tax this tax season. Then I need to get with my programmer and start having some programming done. But I don't want to do it and it be wasted funds. So it sounds like what you're telling me that it will be this October.
Basically, so she's got time schedules to meet. And are you going to do it or aren't you? She wants to know.
Well, but I think we're waiting for you to say that we can do the 20th.
We can do the 20th.
Okay. So that's the first I'd heard that officially.
Okay.
So,
okay. Need to get with it then. Thank you.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Could is 7/11/14 or whatever, is it going to affect you as far as the notices that have already been sent?
No, there's no.
It's an estimate. You
no.
Know, yeah.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
I want to make sure that the citizens don't think that they're going to pay a certain
understand.
Post-tax and then have another tax added to it on a new deal. Where my question lies, is it proper or a good thing for the news media to be involved so that they can put it out there that there will be an added
most definitely. It's always good.
So that the public doesn't receive an estimated tax notice that doesn't have this tax on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. That estimated tax notice, it said on it was based upon last year's levies assessed value, projected only, based upon last year's assessed values. As people are calling now and wanting us to give them an estimate on their tax and on their assessed value, once again, we tell them this is a chart from last year's. There could be a senior tax on this and what that would be.
It's $9.50 per 100,000 of value, approximately.
Yeah, uh-huh. But what my concern was is there's quite a bit of a programming that my programmer needs to do to allow for another entity to come in. And after the meeting takes place, of course, whoever's the treasurer of it, then they'll need to be direct me their name so that we know who to be responsible for the funds.
Okay.
Yes.
Any taxes paid... Is there any circumstances where there are premature taxes paid before a date? What I would say is where there's property sold and people pay.
From last year, okay. They're prorating on last year's amount. When the title companies do that, they get the last year tax, and they're prorating it from last year's tax. So that's often not 100%, but that's just the way the title companies do it. They take the last year's tax and prorate it however many months.
Just trying to avoid any, I'm trying to look at any potential
problems. I appreciate that.
That you could run into and address mm-hmm. those so the news media could do to the people that.
Yeah.
So
it'd be Bob said, $9.50 if it's a 100,000 assessed home, appraised home. And, then that would figure out $9.50, 5 cents per 100 assessed value.
So a $500,000 home would be about a $50 extra bill on their taxes.
Most likely, then it sounds like this year they can expect on their personal property and real estate to have that levy on, and it'll be and the bill will read senior tax. Tell me what how on the statement.
Should it say whatever it's put on the
whatever the statute
whatever
is,
well the statute or whatever was voted on.
It's right, going to be something similar to senior tax levy
senior
or
tax
something.
Senior tax levy, senior tax services levy.
I'll look it up and see the characters, the spaces we have, and then I'll get the last go from you guys on the wording of exactly how to be.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
And we should go ahead and have our program adjusted anyway because this is going to be an ongoing levy. And the levies get changed, Danny, all the time. So what somebody whose levy was last year may not be the same this year. So they're going to have some adjustment anyway.
Right.
All right. All right. Child Support Office, bid award. Could you email Linda?
Yep.
Ask her, tell her we've got some time coming.
I don't know what the Child Support Office is.
Is that our...
I'm sorry, I don't have the letter in front of me, but we...
I read the letter last Thursday that we received in our box up there on this. I can't tell you, it's a proposed closing of...
I think it's faster. I think it's more certain than that, the way I read it. It's going to happen in September or something like that.
Okay.
That there was a law changed or something. And I had, in my email, I'd suggested that we might ask Jeff Merrill, because he had talked to us on this issue before, what his knowledge is of the issue. And the sense I got from reading the letter, there's nothing we can do about it. They're closing it.
Unless we want to fund it, right?
And we're going to have to do some funding like we've done previously. Do you understand it, Bob?
Are you talking about the child support enforcement that we do with the Dennis Tischel Camp? The office, actually, where I know a former employee with the prosecutor's office who worked in child support who then worked for the state. And it's my understanding that they're closing that office, the child support office in Branson, the state office.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what...
They're state employees.
My guess was that's who's doing the work that benefits Taney County. And so if they're closed, then we're going to have to do it over here or something. I better get a hold of Jeff Merrill.
You want to make a
motion? I don't know
this issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do it regionally, and you're going to have to go to Springfield if you're wanting child support services from that office, or if they expect us to do it in Forsyth. I don't know what the situation is. I just know they're closing the Branson office.
We had a change, and Jeff came and talked to us about it, I don't know, a year or two or three ago, and it was all gravy for us. I mean, the cost that we were paying to do these services was taken over by the state, and we can pull out if we didn't like it. I think he even came back the following year and said it was working all right. And that may be a different issue than what this is, but something to do with child support. And the way I read the letter, my concern was that it's going to affect our budget.
The enforcement was being done probably through that office. They were utilizing Dennis Tischel Camp from Greene County, who does their child support enforcement. And if that office is closing, I don't know if they're still willing to keep that same method of enforcing these. And it may have to come back to our prosecutor's office to enforce people against people who aren't paying their child support as far as the criminal prosecutions. But all the other aspects of the office, they do a lot more in those offices. And it is closing, and that will be reduced services to people in the Taney County area.
If I remember right, we had a separate budget in our county budget for child support because of that previous change. That was done away with, so we saved that money. So anyway, yeah, I'd make a motion to, let's repost it because okay. I don't know that I'll get information back by today.
Okay, so it's reposted. Okay.
I'll bring it back up later.
All right.
All right, got Linda coming.
Yeah, Linda's heading this way. Really, all we have left this morning then is executive sessions.
Yep.
How about a recess?
Folks in the back row, you have something you want to speak to the commission on?
Was Purvis Lane on the agenda?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yes.
Let's take a recess real fast and I can get a coffee before we go back in.
We'll recess a couple minutes and come back and do our bit.